contact with a group on 80 meters and get to know them. I've been doing the Golden Bear Amateur Radio Society, so they usually check in at 7:30 in the evening, and that's about the bedtime for my boys. They go to sleep at 7:30 and or more. Well, if I could choose, they more go to sleep around 6, but 7 is usually after dinner, and they start settling down. So I get to the radio about 7:30, and you know how that goes. So I don't ever get the chip or what they say for consecutive check-in, but I try my best on that one. But yeah, I would check out K6EGG, and I won't give up on 80 yet. I'll keep listening. But CW has really started opening up a world on what the propagation of my antennas that I've built can do. I've started getting really interested in SOTA. I do POTA as much as I can with the local guys, and I like to hunt POTA. It's the easy thing to do when you're just hopping in the shack and, you know, you look up the spots and tune to the frequency, but I'd really like to start doing SOTA. So I've started building some antennas for that. I have an FT817 that I'm going to do with that. Just in case I need to go to SSB, but I'm going to try to keep it to CW. I've started printing some CW paddles. I'm going to break here, KN6JHT. I have a 3D printer that I print some. I used to work for the Toro company and learned a lot about resins and plastics. And I've started printing some. I bought a 3D printer that handles some pretty sturdy polymers for some CW paddles. And I've been printing some of those out and giving them to some of the club members, and some of the club members have asked me for them, and I think they're enjoying them. I'm enjoying them, to say the least. But they're tiny. They're maybe 20 grams with the AUX cable connected to them that KK0NIG has been pushing. So I think there's a little group of us who are pretty interested in SOTA, if you may be, or maybe interested in hunting SOTA. Add you to my email and let you know when we're going up a mountain or something to ease the connectivity up on the mountain. But that may be coming soon. Definitely trying to build a sub-1-pound SOTA station. Back to you, KN6JHT.
AF6OA. Yeah, sounds good. My email's current on QRZ. You commented about GARS. I believe they're doing a winter field day at Black Butte Lake. I don't know the exact location. I don't know that they do now. And I'm going to hopefully participate, or at least visit, but hopefully participate. As far as antenna testing, AB evaluation, whatnot, so there's some things you can do that are interesting. Reverse beacon network, if you're comparing between two antennas, you can send out a CW test signal on one antenna, and then a few minutes later on the other antenna, and it'll give you a signal-to-noise report between the two. I was using that. I built a 20-meter vertical, N-fed 20-meter vertical, halfway vertical, that I wanted to compare to the doublet I was talking about. And that was successful as far as getting a good idea of how they compare. There was an article in QST regarding optimization for field day, and they made the comment that a dipole up, say, 40, 45 feet will do consistently about, I think they said, 8 to 10 dB better than a vertical. And sure enough, that's basically what I saw. And that I found is a, it's somewhat cumbersome, but it is a decent tool. Break. AF6OA continuing. So that's something that you can do that'll give you a good way of comparing antennas and how well they're working. That, you know, if you're close in time, the propagation is likely very similar, and so you can really tell. The web SDR sites that are around, you made the comment that you've used those, and I don't know if you've messed with it or not, but you can record yourself. I found that very useful. You know, you can record yourself, download the audio file, and then archive it, make whatever notes. And I found there's a site down in Half Moon Bay, or there was, I believe they're still operational, and then one in Corrine, Utah that's useful. But those are a couple options. I did order a transmitter for the WhisperNet, and I haven't implemented it yet, but that looks like that may be a promising way of doing A-B comparisons with antennas. Go ahead.
Yeah, QSL, I'm glad you mentioned that. I do download on the web SDR websites, and I stack them up, the audio files, into Reaper, Romeo Echo Alpha Romeo Echo Alpha Romeo Reaper Papa Echo Romeo, and it's a free DAW program that allows you to bring any kind of, whether it's a audio file or a MIDI musical file, control file, into it, and it allows you to really compare those files. So I've done some of those SDR websites and downloaded them, and stacked them into a couple different channel programs and compared them. So you can stack them, and so I'll do one antenna, two antenna, three antenna, or maybe different bands, and stack them into that program, and then play it and take notes. And it really allows you to hear the differences into, you know, trying to determine what is propagation and what is the actual signal you're transmitting. On HF, I'm using an IC7300, and there is a monitor feature, and I listen to that when I transmit with my microphone. I'm using the SM Sierra Mic 30 microphone, Electret condenser microphone, and start to take down the working antenna to do an experimental. But I know a full wave loop will probably be real right for 40 meters. And then on my DIY commander, I have an empty space. I'm going to break here, KN6JHD, and continue. KN6JHD. I'm going to bring it up into an inverted L on my DIY commander. I just have to move it back in the yard a little bit. So big plans for 2026. Really appreciate your comments, Ian, and I always like to hear other operators, and maybe we'll get a group going. I think that'd be good to get a group going for on 80 meters KN6JHD. I know there's a couple other operators on 80 meters locally, and just have a little round table in the mornings. All the farmers seem to do it. QSL. KN6JHD. I was talking about you earlier. You must have heard your ears burning.
Yeah, my radio sit next to my computer, and I was working on it, so I was listening to the commentary. It's good to hear people out here using the radio.
Little Christmas cheer here, Daryl. I was saying how you're having real good luck with the meteor scatter last week before the meeting, and I'm very happy to have a 6-meter band. That sure saved me a lot of money in wire, QSL.
Yeah, that would help a lot. If you got your 6-meter up and running about dawn tomorrow morning, there may be some real interesting activity.
Tell me more about that. I got daylight left.
Copy. We've got, after our electrical storm in the last couple of days, we've got enough disturbance in the air for 6-meter up and down the valley. About dawn would be my guess.
Okay, so if I put a little 6-meter dipole up at 30 feet, I might benefit from that activity, QSL?
Yeah, that's mine is the old low band antenna from the old Sheriff substation. I just clipped it down a little bit, and it's just sitting on top of my roof. My roof is 238 feet above sea level, so I've got a pretty good view out across the valley. But no, for 6 meters, you don't need much. If it's in, it's in. If it's not, it's not.
That's what I've heard. When I operate 10 meters on POTA, everybody tells me the antennas are very forgiving, so I can only imagine 6 meters is a little bit more so. And 6 meters doesn't take a whole lot of wire, so I can get a whole lot experimental. Alpha Foxtrot 6, Oscar Alpha, do you have a 6-meter antenna?
AF608. Oh, that discount covers it. It covers 6 reasonably well.
You made contact with Daryl KN6 OXL there?
QXL.
QXL, I'm sorry there.
You guys go.
Jumping in there, Daryl. Always appreciate it. QN6, QXL. I like seeing you at the Christmas party, and always appreciate your stories about Chico.
Yeah, AF608 here. To answer your question, I have not. I don't normally use it for 6, because it's normally hooked up to my VHF, UHF, radio, but I can use it, with a little bit of cable rearrangement.
your scatter or some auroral propagation is going on that I jump on the computer and try to do a digital mode on it. But I think I made one contact to Arizona. It was probably 4 months ago. But I'm glad Daryl jumped in there. And Ian, I gotta say, 73, I hear my wife in the kitchen. The boys are home. She's home. They've been shopping for fabric and books. So, you know, the post-Christmas shopping and my radio time is over. So this is KN6JHT saying 73 to AF6 Oscar Alpha. And a thank you if you're still listening to KN6 QXL, Daryl. Thank you there. Both of you had a real nice conversation on here, and I appreciate it.
Okay, Chris. Have a good afternoon, and Happy New Year. Alpha Foxtrot 6, Oscar Alpha 73.